One word, two letters. So small, but so powerful. And somehow, it is the hardest thing to say in veterinary practice. Of course, I am talking about the word no. Welcome to the Resilient Vet Podcast, Mind and Body Strategies for Success, where we talk about everything resilience in vet med because, well, we all know we need it, right? Physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. It's all so important for us to be able to have long, fulfilling, and happy and healthy careers. Today's episode is what we call rapid rounds. And that's where we are laser giving 5 tips in 5 minutes. I'm Dr. Jennifer Edwards. I was a practice owner for years, and I remember what it was like. It was so overwhelming. It was lonely. It was hard. I was one of those who really struggled with those difficult conversations. I would avoid them. And then if I finally had them, I would replay them. Like, oh, how did I come across? What did I say? You know, it's just so hard sometimes as a leader and to know how to build the cultures we're looking for and to really have an empowering experience. So here I am. I am now an ICF certified leadership coach. I also do team development and public speaking so that I can now take my experience, my knowledge, and move, pay it forward to help you get through this journey of leadership. So feel free to reach out. I'm here today with my co-host, Aaron Shaw. And Aaron, tell us a little bit about you.
Well, my name is Aaron Shaw, and I am interested on learning how to say no. So this is going to be a good good episode for me to be a bystander on here. So again, my name is Aaron Shaw. I am an occupational therapist and strength and conditioning specialist in a general rehab and health performance nut times 3 decades now. I'm related to the veterinary medicine industry via my wife, who is a vet. And over the past few years, I started coaching and consulting vet professionals and teams that really want to be more physically and emotionally durable so they can thrive in vet med. And as Jennifer was saying, which I can reiterate again and again, veterinary medicine is so hard, so physically demanding, so emotionally demanding. And I think that the vet professionals are obviously focused on their patients, as they should be, patients and their clients. But I think that oftentimes that is at the expense of reflecting on themselves and helping take care of themselves so they can do their best work. And that's what I really enjoy doing with my coaching and consulting. So I started Project Vetspan. You can check that out, projectvetspan.com, where I help leaders build healthier, stronger, and more durable teams. But today, we got 5 tips. We've got 5 minutes. We've got Dr. Jennifer Edwards' expertise. This is what's going to happen. I am going to, be curious and attentive here. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to start a timer. I got my little desktop timer here. I'm going to set it for 5 minutes. And if you finish in less than 5 minutes, it'll be great. If you don't, you're going to hear this weird beeping sound probably right when you're partway through number 4. So no pressure, but 5 tips in 5 minutes. Are you ready?
I am. Hopefully my voice will hold out and we'll be ready. And I was just thinking, I'm really glad that I work from home because then you can't bring a hook and like drag me off stage. Yeah,
there's no trapdoor underneath your desk, I promise.
Exactly. So I've also got my stopwatch here. So I am ready. Just tell me when.
All right. I'm starting the timer in 3, 2, 1, go for it.
Okay, so today's topic is just say no, 5 no's that land. We've recently done 3 episodes on this podcast about how veterinarians tend to say yes very frequently, even when they don't mean it. And it's not just from not knowing how to say no, but it's also something much deeper. So today I'm closing the series with a topic about 5 no's that you can actually use starting right now. Now, here are the criteria that I'm using for an effective no. 1, does not defend itself, does not over-explain, doesn't apologize, and is said with clarity, respect, and from a grounded place. Saying no can be warm and compassionate, or it can be direct and firm, depending on what the situation calls for. Any of the following examples can be delivered as no or no thank you, really depending on what you need, or you can even include thank you for thinking of me. While warmth does not weaken a no, over-explaining and defending can. So here they are, five no's that land. One, the clean no. This is the simplest form. Nothing attached, no clause, no reason, no softener, can be used anytime, the first ask or the 15th. A clean no is totally acceptable. Examples, no, or no, I'd rather not. Two, the practical no. This one frames the no around what works and what doesn't. For you, for the practice, for whatever. It removes the personal charge and it keeps things very neutral. Examples, no, that doesn't work for me. Or no, a same day appointment doesn't work with our schedule today. Three, the alternative no. You're saying no to what was asked and offering something in its place. It can be a different person, a different resource, location, or version of what you can give. It's important to note, you don't owe anyone an alternative. A clean no is always enough. But if there's a genuine alternative to answer or to offer, then here's how to do it. Some examples. No, I can't do that, but John might be a great fit for this. Or no, but what I can do is help you with the first part of it. Or no, I can't come in on my day off. However, I could do a telehealth call. So those are just alternatives you can provide along with your no. Four, the empathetic no. This is for when your no has an impact on someone else and you want to acknowledge it without changing your answer or apologizing. So examples, unfortunately, while I know this puts you in a tough position, my answer is no. Or, I know this isn't what you were hoping to hear, and my answer is no. Five, the final no. This is for when you're done. Whether you've been asked once or 10 times, this is the no that closes the door and signals that the conversation is over. No warmth required, say it clearly and mean it. Examples? No, my answer stands. I ask that you not bring this to me again. Or no, and I want to be clear that this isn't a conversation I'm willing to revisit. This is where we set boundaries and there is no apologizing here. You have every right to your no's in any shape, in any form, at any time. So there you have it. Five no's, no explanation required. The only thing left to do is to use one. Pick one that fits for you right now and say it out loud, even if it's just to yourself. Practicing no helps when you need it in the moment. And have a listen to the three episodes that led to this one. We did the you said yes again, didn't you? And there was a two-part series on Wired to Say Yes. There was the inner game and the outer game, and they're both available in the podcast feed. So if you would like to go even a little deeper than that, please feel free to visit my website. I have the Wired to Say Yes assessment available for free download. That's drjenniferedwards.com. And there's other resources there as well. Feel free to reach out, connect on LinkedIn, Dr. Jennifer Edwards. And please do not forget to subscribe and share our podcast. We love sharing resilience with everyone, and the more people that can hear our message, the better. Aaron, would you like to share anything?
Yes, I want to say you had no problem getting all that in. In 5 minutes with time to spare, you probably had another 45 seconds of straight up tips, but that is concise, and that is exactly what we're going to do on occasion here on The Resilient Vet. Are these rapid rounds. Hopefully they'll be powerful to listen to just so you can like little bite-sized morsels and you can probably listen to them again. And especially this episode is great because you can maybe get some courage by hearing those talk tracks for saying no to empower you to do that as needed. So Jennifer, those are great. Loved it. Great episode. Again, my name is Aaron Shaw. If you want to work on building more physically and emotionally durable teams, that's what I do. You can look me up on LinkedIn or on my website, projectvetspan.com. So until next time, don't forget to subscribe. See you again.